Right. Goodbye, cruel world. Thanks for bloody nothing.
Neil, I'm not sure this is going to work.
What do you mean? That's a 300-foot drop down onto jagged rocks. There's absolutely no way I'm going to survive this.
Well, normally yes, but your appointment has been cancelled. I fear that all you're going to do now is cause yourself a lot of pain.
Ha! See you on the other side, Caroom of the Seraphlem, or whatever you're called. Oh, fuck it, who cares? Here we go! Ah!
How you feeling, Neil?
Look, Amanda, I know you've already put it back an hour, but you're going to have to move the 2:30 to 4:30.
It's going to affect the rest of the
show. Yes, I know. But this is a fluid situation, and 2 hours inhaling gas fumes is hardly using up prime time now, is it? Oh, I thought this might happen. How is he?
In pain, but still very much alive.
Neil, I know you're disappointed, but this sort of thing isn't going to work.
Look, just leave me alone. The tide will be in soon.
I'm sorry, Neil, but being submerged in water isn't going to help you. You've got to face facts. You can't die. Not now. And maybe not ever.
I've just realised. If Neil can't die, then I won't be released from this contract. I could be stuck like this forever.
Oh, this is all just turning into one big clusterfuck. You know, in all my years, I've never failed to collect. There'll be an inquiry, a royal commission, the lot. This is just the excuse that those grey-suited bastards at HQ need to rationalise me out of business.
Can't you do anything? After all, you're one of the longest-serving employees of the firm. You must be able to pull a string or two.
There is one person you might be able to help. He doesn't have the power that he used to, but, well, he still might be able to throw us a line. Siegel, you keep a close eye on Neil while I'm away. I mean, he's now officially gone rogue, so Special Operations might soon be after him.
Oh, Special Ops. We don't want to mess with them.
What? Am I some kind of fugitive now?
Don't worry, Neil. I'm going to do everything I can to clear up this mess so that we can all move on with our lives. Or, in your case, you can move on with your death.
Storage sublevel 2035. Please alight here for paper towels, pencils, and protractors.
Well, this can't be right.
Ah, Death. There you are.
Is that you, Ruby?
Yes. Well, they're a little worse for wear since we last met. But that's progress for you.
What on earth are you doing down here?
This is where they've put us. Rationalisation, they call it. Fucking rude is what I call it. Come, I'll show you to our cupboard. Sorry, I mean office. It's just down here, squeezed in between standard graphite and coloured pencils. Got a visitor for you.
Hello, Supreme Ruler of the Universe.
Oh, my goodness. What a lovely surprise. Come in, come in.
Long time, eh?
Yes, it certainly is. And please, no need for all that formal Supreme Ruler stuff. Just call me God. And what name do you go by now?
Oh, it's still just Death. Although the newly appointed Collection Select Committee would prefer Chief Collections Officer. Oh, bunch of twats.
Goodness. What are these people like? Have they no respect for tradition?
I fear not. They also, if you don't mind me saying, have a complete lack of respect for you, God. I mean, it's scandalous. What were they thinking moving you down here to this pokey little room? I mean, without you, there'd be nothing. And I mean, quite literally, nothing.
True, true. but I suppose we have to move with the times. Alas, my creative peak is way behind me now, so I guess they thought I no longer needed such a big studio space. At least I don't get bothered down here, unless, of course, some office clerk stumbles in here by mistake looking for HB pencils. But anyway, where are my manners? Please, take a seat.
Sorry, there don't seem to be any chairs.
Oh, no, of course not. Silly me. I can't quite get out of the habit of saying that. We used to have so many lovely big chairs in the studio.
Oh, sorry. I'll just lean against the wall.
Ruby, dear, could you rustle up a pot of tea for us?
Sorry, we've run out.
Have we? What a bother.
Yes, I mean, I ordered some, but supplies don't seem to be getting through to us. Not down here.
It's almost as if they'd rather we weren't here at all.
Look, maybe I should just let you get on. You're obviously busy.
With what?
Well, I don't know. I mean, whatever it is you're working on at the moment.
Oh, yes, I really must buckle down and find something to do.
Right. Anyway, look, it was really great to see you both again.
Are you sure I can't help you with your situation?
My, situation?
Yes. Neil Taylor. He's become immortal, hasn't he?
How did you...
Well, I might have lost my seat at the high table and been filed away down here like some musty old photo, but I am still God.
Yes, of course you are. So, is there any way I can get Neil back into my diary?
There is one way, but it's going to involve an intervention. And we all know what those suits upstairs think about interventions.
Indeed. I mean, I struggle to remember the last time I saw you merrily scooting around on a burning bush and parting seas, throwing fire, locusts and frogs at people.
Yes, happy days.
Aye.
We won't see the like of them again, I fear. Anyway, Death, you'll have to be my agent in the field on this one. Now, what we need is a sacrifice.
Gosh, that's very old school.
I'm afraid it's the only way. It's an atonement thing.
Yes. I have to say, God, I mean, I never really quite got my head round all that sacrificial lamb stuff.
Well, yes, it's certainly some heavy cosmic headfuckery. But I wouldn't worry about the theological mechanics of it all. The important thing is that it must be Neil that makes the sacrifice. And it must be a real sacrifice for him.
I'll get on it right away.
Good luck. I'll be watching.
See you.
Come on, Neil. You've tried this already.
Hang on, hang on. Look, if I set myself alight and jump head first this time, that may well just work.
Neil, all you're going to do is cause yourself more pain. Come on, get a grip.
Get a grip? Is that the best you've got for me?
I'm sorry, Neil, but you kind of worn me down. Your negativity is just unrelenting.
Well, talk of unrelenting.
I can't help it, all right.
I was this close to something actually going right for me. And then, with just one stupid little typo, my chance at real happiness has been cruelly snatched away. I mean, come on, bird. How would you feel in my situation?
Well, what about me? I've gone from elite angel to fucking incontinent seabird. So put that up your arsehole and smoke it.
Hang on a minute. I thought you were meant to be my comforter and guide.
Only for a little while. Not for this long. I'm an angel, Neil, not a sodding saint.
Is that petrol?
It's Neil.
Oh, I see.
So?
Well, it's all sorted.
Wow, what a relief.
There's just one little thing you have to do, Neil.
Sure, anything.
You have to make a sacrifice.
What? You mean like selling my comic collection?
Not quite. I was thinking of something a little bit more valuable than that.
Hang on. What's with the sword?
Could you step out of the cab, please?
Mr. Taylor.
Mum, what are you doing here?
I thought it might be you behind all this. So not content with murder, you're also up to your neck in kidnapping and extortion, are you?
Hang on. You want me to kill my own mother?
Yes, I do. You see, for this to work, you have to sacrifice something close to you and of real worth.
Just do it, Neil.
Excuse me?
Oh, come on, look at the state of her. She's probably not got that much longer to go anyway.
How dare you? You're talking about my mother, the one who nurtured and cared for me. In fact, the only one who really cares for me still.
I don't care for you.
Yes, you do, Mum. I know you do. Deep down inside, you do.
No, I don't. And just so we're clear on the subject, Neil, I am not your mother. There. Your real mother was a drunken harlot who just left you on my doorstep when you were a baby.
What?
Yes. You see, I only took you in for the child benefit money. And because I thought you might make a handy draft excluder.
Give me that sword, Death!
Well, nobody else would have taken in such an ugly little bugger like you, would they?
This evil bitch must be destroyed!
Hang on a minute. If what she says is true, then I'm not sure that this is exactly going to qualify for...
Look, Death, just hold her down.
Neil, perhaps we should stop and rethink this.
No! Prepare to be sacrificed, you evil imposter!
Stop!
Who said that?
Me. God. The big cheese.
Impressive intervention, God.
Thank you. Not too heavy on the reverb, I hope.
Perhaps a tad.
How's this, then? 1, 2, 1, 2.
Aye, that's spot on.
And the thunder? Enough pealing? How about a smattering of lightning next time?
Oh, no, that was all really good. I mean, just drop the big cheese bit, though.
Right, sure. Bit too vernacular, huh? Wow, it's great to be back doing this again.
Oh, my God! Am I really in the presence of the creator of the known universe?
Yep. Known, unknown, unknowable, etc., etc. Now listen, Neil. In the same way that Abraham proved his love for me through his willingness to sacrifice his only son Isaac, today I have been so moved by your willingness to sacrifice your own mother.
Well, actually, God, it turns out that she's not really my...
Hush, Neil. The Almighty is addressing you.
That I have decreed that you will remain on Earth as my special envoy, taking on the evils and injustices of the world and utilising your new powers for the good of mankind.
But I don't have any powers. I can't die, that's all. I mean, can't you give me something useful, you know, like the ability to fly or X-ray vision or, you know, superhuman strength?
Neil, you are being sent out on a mission by God himself. Show a little more respect.
And you, Carundial of the Seraphim, you shall continue to be Neil's guide.
Oh, bollocks.
No. No, I'm not having it. With all the crap I've been through, I've more than earned my alpine adventure.
So, head first and on fire. Can we tick that one off the list now?
Yes, right.
This episode of Eternal Strife was recorded during lockdown in the UK. Eternal Strife was written, directed and recorded by Bruce Windward and featured the voices of Angela McIntosh, Mark Crozer and Bruce Windward.